Talk Live, and we're launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. We are loaded with calls. Everyone has patiently held through the break. We'll get to every single one of you. Let's go back to Obear in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Obear, you're back.
Yes, thank you. As I was saying earlier, the Jews lost political control of Palestine in 70 AD. That's about 19 centuries and 37 years ago. And for us to have forcefully put them back there in combination with the British back in the 1940s is an unprecedented event in human history. And we must understand that those who were living there and their fellow Arabs would fight against that. Should, say, Native Americans decide that because about 500 years ago, we took over, let's say, Florida, and so they will now come back in and assert their rights to the control of Florida, all of us who live here will understand that this is not something that is politically tenable. But we have done that in the Middle East, to protect the petroleum rights of the nations, to protect petroleum control of the oil wealth that is in the surrounding area.
Now, Israel doesn't have a great deal of oil wealth, from my understanding.
We want a military camp in the Middle East so that we can influence the petroleum wealth that is in the surrounding nations out there.
Maybe that's the reason. I don't know what the reasons are.
It certainly begs the question, I mean, as far as why it is that the United States is so interested in the Middle East and not so much all the other evil dictators in, say, Africa, for instance.
All over the world.
Right. It's really, I mean, that's, I think, is an important factor. And, Obear, I really appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Tim on the road in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim. I think you were listening on WNTK. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm on.
Great.
Scott in Vermont now, just crossed over the border.
What's on your mind, Tim?
Well, I was a first-time listener. Enjoy the program for the most part.
Great.
Agree with you guys. But I was a bit taken aback, I guess, by your just sort of the attitude that Islam is sort of the religion of peace, and Christianity is, you know, the exact opposite.
That
wasn't the point.
I don't think that that's the case. I don't believe that Christianity is any more violent than Islam, and the evidence is that.
I agree. I think they're sort of extreme, I guess, but I think they're both a bit vile and, offensive.
Personally, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in anything.
As I am. Right. But the point, you went on about, you know, the Crusades and the Spanish Inquisition, and, Islam is just as easily spread by the sword, or is, you know, as prevalent by the sword as is Christianity. The point is, I got the feeling that, I don't know how do you describe this?
Like we're America haters, that kind of thing.
Well, yes, not quite that, but just that. Yeah, okay. America, Christianity,
to some extent.
Bad, Islam. You know, we've lived in peace with them for 1,600 years now, or something. You know, not true.
Let me clarify. Let me clarify what our position is. Force bad, free enterprise good.
Yeah, what you're referring to is an article we started the show with by Charlie Reese, who's a syndicated columnist, and he was just simply comparing Islam to, you know, and their history to European Christians and their history. That's all it was. I'm not saying Christianity is any better or worse than Islam. I think that organized religion in general is a blight upon the earth. But I certainly support people's freedom to go ahead and engage in their favorite little religion. That's their business.
I don't know about organized religion. I mean, I go to a church that's organized. I don't think that religion mixed with politics is a good thing. When you can get force behind your religion, that's a bad thing.
Right. Yeah. So what we're for here on Free Talk Live, for the most part, is voluntary interactions between individuals and not using force on your friends and neighbors. That's all. Religion doesn't really factor in. when there are, and there are, you know, sects of Christianity, and there are, I'm sure, sects of Islam that are more likely to use violence than others. And so, really, it, I mean, there's so many different flavors of Christianity, how one could paint them all with the same brush.
Really, and you know, the organizations that have the monopoly privilege on violence are governments. So if we shrink the size of governments, and the only one that I can have any effect on is the United States government, if we shrink the size of the United States government to take us out of all these countries around the world and you stop this empire building that we're about, then that's what I'm for.
That's a good thing. Tim, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, yeah, I absolutely agree with you guys. The point I wanted to make was that, you know, it's important that... We don't ignore Islam's faults.
It's amazing to hear a libertarian stuff on the radio, isn't it?
In the name of making America and, you know, Christianity bad, it's important that we don't make light of the other side's faults. Whether it's Christianity or Islam or Judaism or, you know, hey, they're all problems.
Absolutely,
I think.
I agree with you, and thank you for making that point. Also, you know, I know you're on the road. I don't know where you live
over.
In Vermont?
Well, I'm from Vermont originally. Live down on Cape Cod now, but I was actually on my way home for Mother's Day, and that's
gotcha.
How I picked up your program on the road.
If you like the show and you want to hear us again, you can check us out online at freetalklive.com and listen to yourself later on tonight. Thanks for the call, Tim.
Yep.
We appreciate
it. All right.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here, let's talk to let's go to Frank in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hi, guys. Good show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
I just want to make a couple of statements about Islam. You know, Islam... It's an ideology. You know, this isn't Vietnam where you're in one small sector of the world and everything goes on right there. Islam is spread throughout the world, okay? Their mm-hmm. God tells them they must destroy and stop the infidels, whatever the cost.
Yeah, that's just not what we've heard. I'm sorry. I mean, we've heard that from the people that support the war, but I've heard the complete opposite from people who actually are members of Islam. And
Have you read the Quran?
No, have you?
Okay, yes. I've read parts of the Quran.
I've read parts of the Quran, too.
Okay.
Okay. Many Islamists have not read the Quran, just like with Christians. A lot of Christians haven't read the Bible. But my point is, in the Quran, it does say that you must kill the infidels. If they don't think like you,
I understand what you say. Hold on. I get this. But here's the counterpoint I'd like to make to that.
Okay.
Because I don't believe that Islam is full of a bunch of bloodthirsty radicals any more than I believe Christianity is full of a bunch of bloodthirsty radicals. Hold on. Wait. The statement that I'd like to say is God put the Israelites to destroy Ai, every man, woman, and child, down to the sheep. As a matter of fact, he destroyed some of his own people about keeping sheep from the city of Ai. That's a rather bloodthirsty God that the Christians worship, don't you think?
Well, putting that aside, I'm not calling
but
about
why,
that.
Why are you
just
putting
it aside?
Okay. Then here's the thing. That's not even the same God, okay? I don't want to get
into it's a different
that.
God.
It is a different God.
As far as I'm concerned, it's the same. They're both two old books written by men a long, long time ago. Who cares what those old books say?
Okay.
You know, let's look at reality today, sir.
Okay.
And the reality is that there's not anybody trying to kill me. And whether they're a Christian or whether they're Islamic or an atheist or Satanist or whatever they are, if they're trying to kill me, well, thank goodness I have the right to bear arms and I can defend myself if necessary.
Okay.
We don't
Very
need
good.
To be going around the world invading other people's countries.
Okay.
Do
Let
you agree?
Yes, I do. But let me give you my point of view on that.
Yes, sir.
The problem part of Islam are the fundamentalists, okay?
Same thing with Christians.
Okay, but Christians truly love people, okay?
Wait,
let's not go there. I called to make a couple statements about Islam, and that's what I want to do. And then I'll listen to you off the air. Okay, we're not talking about Christianity. We're talking about radical Islam.
Yeah, but then you it's not, you're saying it's not fair to compare them to Christianity and the radical Christians that very clearly don't love other people. We'll come back with more of you. Hang on. 800-2, I'll give you a fair shake. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got lots of features on the site. They're all for free. You know those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for things like live streaming? Well, we have a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Two sizes will fit everybody. And they're free at freetalklive.com. Plus, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live, like SACL CAI. Let's go back to the phones and bring back Frank in New York City. Now, Frank, you said you wanted to get on, you wanted to discuss Islam without anybody bringing up Christianity and all of its faults. So, okay, we'll give you that opportunity. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, well, you know, first of all, I'm not calling to bash Muslims, because there are a lot of peaceful Muslims. There are.
Great.
You know, I mean, they go to their mosque, they do what they need to do, and they keep to themselves, and that's fine. But I'm talking about the radical, fundamentalist Islamists with whom there is no negotiating with. You cannot negotiate with these people. You can't sit down and have peace talks with these people.
I can't negotiate with the U.S. government.
Okay, but come on. I'm not talking about the U.S. government right now. I'm talking about Islam. Okay,
I understand that there exists.
What's your first name?
Ian. One's Ian, one's Mark.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you Ian?
I'm Ian.
Okay, guys, look. Let me ask you. Do you like your way of life the way it is right now?
I would like to have more freedom.
Okay,
I'd like to have a lot more.
Would you like that encroached on, and would you like that change? Because this is the goal of Islam. Right now, they're throughout the world.
No, wait a minute. It seems to me to be the goal of the United States government to reduce freedom. Islam's not even a factor.
Well, how about this? We're protecting our freedom. Because you know what?
Who's we?
I'm saying we as a people, I guess. And then you don't have to include yourself. I'm just saying in general, okay? Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. The thing is you can't, you know, you can't lay down with these people. If you lay down for these people, they will come in and take
you. Who's laying down? We're not talking about laying
down. If we don't defend our rights, they will take them from us.
But Frank, here's where you're going astray on this, and you're not understanding what I'm saying. Frank, I am saying that we are in their country. They're not in ours. They struck out at us as we would have struck out against them if they were in our country. We would have been mad. I mean, it's likely that some Americans would have gone over to somewhere in Saudi Arabia or wherever and killed some of their people, innocent people, if the Saudi Arabian government was in our country and affecting our politics as thoroughly as we are affecting theirs. I say we're messing with them, Frank, and they may very well have a religion that says that I'm bad because I don't believe in their religion, but they haven't done anything to me yet. And the United States government has.
Right.
Every time they demand that I pay my taxes, and if I don't, I go to jail, they are turning me into a slave.
And it's the United States government that's getting bigger and bigger all of the time, taking away more freedoms in the name of preserving freedom. I mean, that's insane.
Guys, here's the thing. The reason you still have your freedom, and the reason they haven't hit us, is because we have taken defensive position. We've taken a defensive position.
Absolutely absurd. Are you telling me that I couldn't go out and put together a truck bomb tonight and go drive it up nearby some building and blow it up in this country? I could do that if I wanted to. All I need to do is get the right chemicals, put them together in the right place. It's ludicrous to believe that if someone wanted to hit the United States again, that they couldn't do it because of the government. Absolutely absurd.
Okay, well, that's your opinion. Okay, that's your opinion.
No, it's not an opinion. I could go out tonight and put a bomb together if I wanted to, and so could you.
It's your opinion that, you know, they haven't. Well, look, the thing is, as of when I called, I wanted to make a couple statements about Islam, and the statements being they're fundamentalists, they're dangerous. Okay, I'm not talking about Muslims who are peaceful.
Fine.
I'm talking about the fundamentalists.
You know what? I agree with you. There are religious nut jobs of all different flavors around the world who I would absolutely agree with you and qualify them as dangerous. However, it is not appropriate. It's not an appropriate response to send a military into another country to invade on the pretext that there is evil, scary, bad guys all around the world. I just want my freedom, and I want to be able to live my life without having to give all this money to the government. How about that?
Yeah. Well, but you know what? For us to preserve our freedom, they have to spend some of the tax money.
So you know, to preserve freedom, wait, let me see if I understand you. You're saying to preserve freedom, it must be infringed upon, because the U.S. government, run by Democrats and Republicans, is infringing upon my freedoms. It's not the Muslims or the Islamists or the Christians or whoever. It's the people in government that are trampling over my freedoms, and those are the people that I want to fight against. Frank, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And when I say fight, I don't mean violently.
No.
I mean an information
stand
fight,
up,
okay?
Against.
Right. Let's continue with the calls and go. It is Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I called my local department, police department, earlier today. I'm a gun aficionado, and I had a question for him about open carry. According to my state law, I am officially allowed to openly carry a pistol, meaning that I have it on a holster on the outside of my body that's clearly visible. I don't need a permit for that. That's according to the
Excellent.
State law.
Now, is that in your state constitution,
yes.
Or is that... okay.
It's
now, that's the state constitution
law.
Says that. Do they have laws against that state constitution thing?
No, that's the thing. Is I can officially do it in the Michigan Code of Laws. It's stated where I can, where I can't open carry. But in Dearborn, where I am, even though it's not against the law, still they contradict the state law and say that I can't do it. I called up and asked them why. And they said because it would be considered brandishing a weapon. So I checked out an opinion by the former Attorney General and now Governor, Jennifer Granholm, and she officially said that so long as you're carrying it openly, but you're not brandishing it, meaning that you're not swinging it around, that's
right.
Not you can't be arrested for brandishing a weapon. So despite
what
the fact
are you
that
do?
The Attorney General thinks that it's not brandishing a weapon, and despite the fact that it's legal under state law, I could still be arrested for it.
Hey, wait, are you telling me that the police are just going to do whatever it is they want to do in this country?
Absolutely. They don't care what the laws are. They'll do
Shocking.
Whatever they think is on their mind. Whatever's on their mind, they're just going to do it. And in
Right,
fact,
so you get arrested, thrown into to a jail cell, and then you have to process out and go to trial and try to defend yourself just to, you know, carry a weapon in the so-called land of the free.
Absolutely. And
hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Hey, wait, are the police officers members of Islam? Are they the ones that are trying to destroy your freedom?
Fairly certain they're not Islamists.
No.
In fact,
that's
I'd like
funny,
to make a short
it?
Comment about that after this.
Yes,
but,
sir. Certainly.
The first guy that I called, in fact, was just a regular old, you know, police officer, just a regular old guy, and he had no idea what the law was. He didn't know what the hell it was. He thought that I could be arrested immediately, and he didn't know, you know, any of the codes that I was bringing up, and he just pushed me through to the lieutenant. So this means that this guy's walking the streets day to day, has no idea what the laws are, but he's picking people up for it anyway.
See, it's okay. It's all right for the cops to not know what the laws are. They can make them up as they
but
go along.
But for you, ignorance of the law is no excuse, citizen.
So they say. Hey, hang on. I know you had something about the Islam thing, so hang on. We'll bring you back. And we've got two Joes and a John on the line. You guys, we're getting to you as well. Ladies, if you call in, you come first. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. You take control. 800-259-9231. Your call's coming up.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitor. competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, and that includes the wiki, over 1,300 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. See what I mean? Go over to wiki.freetalklive.com.
Mother's Day is tomorrow. If you haven't gotten something for Mom, go to 1-800-Flowers.com and get her something nice. They have flowers and gifts she'll love, and they deliver on Mother's Day. If you order now, you can still get your mother something. You will not be in trouble. If you've forgotten...
Right now.
Right now. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code FTL.
All right, we're going back to the phones and to the fun. Eric in Michigan, you're back on Free Talk Live. You said you wanted to make a point about Islam, so go ahead and do that and try to make it quick because we got like four guys that are hanging on and they've been waiting patiently.
Okay. Well, I come from Dearborn. I'm 18 years old, and I come from Dearborn, which is the city with the highest Muslim population outside the Middle East. So I grew up, you know, during the time of 9/11, and I'd say about half of my friends in high school were Muslim. None of them ever tried to kill me. I mean, you know, the people just claim that, like, half of Muslims are fanatics or something like that. They seem to think that, you know, there's some okay ones, but the rest of them are just out of their mind. I know for a fact. I've known probably thousands of Muslims, and no one's ever been a fanatic that I've known. So... Also, I find it pretty hilarious, these talking points guys like Frank who say that, you know, the Muslims want to take over the world and cause, you know, this final genocide where Allah comes back or something like that. None of it's true. In fact, supposedly in their religion, when the last prophet, the child prophet, comes back, he comes back with Jesus. No one mentions that in talking points. But I'd just like to read off this little quote here. I think it's particularly meaningful to the libertarian, people of libertarian bent.
Sure.
It says... This is in relation to, you know, where they say, kill the infidels. You know, a lot of people quote that, and they say, well, Islam wants you to kill all the infidels. But, in fact, they don't tell you that the infidels were, at that time, people who had made treaties with the Muslims and then killed them after they had made peace treaties. So this is in relation to them.
So we're not infidels, then.
and turn them out from where they have turned you out, for tumult and oppression are far worse than slaughter. But fight them not at the sacred mosque unless they fight you first there, but if they fight you, slay them. Such is the reward for those who suppress faith. In giving cease, God is unforgiving, most merciful, and fight them until there is none left, no more tumult and oppression, and there prevails justice and faith in God. But if they cease, let there be no hostility except to those who practice oppression.
So if the infidels cease their infidelity and their attacks and dishonor and all that, then leave them alone and let it be.
Precisely. Only take care of the people who try to oppress you, which I think is exactly what most of us libertarians feel.
You know, that makes perfectly good sense that an infidel would be a practicing infidelity. And infidelity would mean that you had, at one point, sworn fidelity towards something. And then you'd backed off. So, in fact, you and I aren't infidels because we have never sworn fidelity towards Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Now, certainly we could misunderstand that, and certainly some Muslims could misunderstand that, too. But it sounds to me like the etymology of it says it doesn't include us.
Well done, and thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Joe in Florida, listening on WFTL. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, I just wanted just listening to the show for the first time tonight, and I thought I'd call in and just say my opinion. Really,
please do. That's
welcome
what it's
aboard.
For.
What's up?
I think all this stuff about Muslim and Christianity and the war is almost a distraction.
All right.
I've been and not been a libertarian for many years now, and what I see going on, and we have state government-controlled education.
Oh, yeah.
Government-controlled health care. We've got checks on the First Amendment disguised as campaign finance reform. We've got just about approaching needing travel papers in the name of Homeland Security, and we're approaching strict gun control in the name of public safety. Those things bother me a whole lot more than radical Islam or radical atheism or whatever.
Absolutely,
also,
I'm completely with you.
I hate to say it, but they seem more important to me than the war.
Yeah, you know what? I totally understand. I mean, every individual has his own hierarchy of importance. And just because you happen to tune into Free Talk Live on a night we were discussing this, you know, I think a couple weeks ago we were talking about the war on drugs. You know, we've certainly touched on we've gone heavily into education on this show. So I think that, you know, continue listening to Free Talk Live, you're going to hear a lot of those topics discussed. In fact, I might have even had an education topic tonight, just that we didn't get to it. And I think that the education issue is a huge factor into all of this, because a lot of the people that you've heard call in tonight that were sort of taking the pro-government mentality, of course, were educated by the government. It's the government that has indoctrinated all of the people in this country to believe that, you know, what government does is right, what government does is best, government can do no wrong, our government is better than every else's government, and, you know, all these other crazy indoctrinations that have gone.
Our government
gone, so.
No wrong when our side is in charge, but they can't do no right when the other side is, and it's silly.
Red team or blue team, you know?
Yep. I mean, we try to cover it all on Free Talk Live, and of course, you're tuning in for the first time. We also do this show six nights a week. We wish we could get it on down there six nights a week, and eventually, hopefully, it will happen. In the meantime, we invite you to our website.
I was just playing with my radio listening, and I zoomed in on it.
That's how it happens.
Great. Did you have any other comments tonight, Joe?
No, that was my comment. I just, you know, it bothers me a little bit that there's, of course, like you said, this is the night you're discussing the war, but it just bothered me, all this talk about religion and this, that, and the other thing, and it just, they seem like secondary issues to me.
Yeah, well, the main issue, and we always try to bring it back to this, and the main issue is the size of government. And I think we've touched on that tonight. The main issue is government's intrusion into Americans' lives. It's not Islam that I'm afraid of or Christians that I'm afraid of. It's the government that I'm afraid of. Terrorism? I'm not too concerned about all these far-off, so-called scary al-Qaeda guys lurking somewhere. I know where the real terrorists are. They're in Washington, D.C., there are 535 of them sitting around in Washington, D.C., passing laws to control our behavior, to control our money, to control our freedom. That's the real terrorism to me.
Sometimes with the best of intentions, too. But
I'm sure it is.
Absolutely. And, of course, it always goes to the opposite of their intentions. You can look at any government program, whether it be the war on drugs, the war on terror, whatever. It always ends up that their intentions might have been good, but the results are usually the opposite of their intentions. War on poverty is a great example. Try to eliminate poverty with government, you get more poverty. So, Joe, call us again some night. We'd love to hear from you again. We're on there every Saturday night from 7 to 9 on WFTL in Florida.
Okay.
And worldwide, of course, from 7 to 10. So thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. And if you miss a moment of Free Talk Live, get it online at freetalklive.com. And in addition, if you're listening on your local radio station and you like what you hear, call the local station, talk to the program director, and tell him or her thank you for adding Free Talk Live to your lineup. And tell him you might want to hear, if you're not getting us all 18 hours a week, tell him you want to hear more, because they just might listen to you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, I believe it is John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
Hey, John. What's up?
Hey, somebody mentioned our current President Bush campaigning on a platform of no nation building a little bit earlier.
Yes, he did.
He also hinted on a kind of an anti-UN type thing, like we weren't going to get involved with all this stuff. We can see where that went. And that brought to mind, the words that keep ringing in my head when I hear that, his words, a humble foreign policy. He said it over and over in the debates. I used to watch that stuff. I'm tired of it. I don't watch that stuff anymore. But a humble foreign policy is what he kept saying. We don't have
that. So much for that.
He's betrayed everything that he said. He also campaigned on campaigned on a platform of anti-McCain-Feingold, an unconstitutional law or bill that was going to shut up political speech 30, 60, or 90 days before the election or whatever it was.
Yep.
Absolutely. He said, I will not sign that. That was a major part of his campaign. And then he signed the bill into law, and at the time of his signing, he even said that it is unconstitutional, and he knew it.
Yeah, I remember that.
The Supreme Court would deal with it. The guy
signed
could have
it
been
anyway.
Impeached back then.
Well, you know what? It's fair. You know, it's fair to attack George Bush because he's the guy who's in office right now. But I want to make it clear that here on Free Talk Live, at least I personally don't care much for any of the recent
presidents. Let me make the point for you before.
Yes, sir.
I think you're probably thinking the same thing that I was going to say. If anybody thinks that the Democrats are going to do any better, they got to get real. Because
they're all a bunch of
scumbags. These boys are in. These boys
are all a bunch of trash. Hey, John, thank you for the call. More coming up. Your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier, as have done around 370 of our listeners. In fact, I'm a little behind on processing the amplifiers, but I promise I'll get them all done this weekend. But you go to amp.freetalklive.com, and for as little as $3 a month, you can help support Free Talk Live. And what we do with the money is we take it in, we pool it together, and we turn it around into buying advertising to get the show on more radio stations. We do outreach to radio program directors across the country, and as a result, they find the show and like the show and put us on the air, and more people get to hear the message of freedom and liberty. And, of course, it's also AMP also helps us spread the word on the Internet as well. So if you go there, you'll learn about the perks that you get access to as a Free Talk Live amplifier, like the Free Talk Live AMP-only call-in line, the AMP-only forum, AMP-only, chat room as well. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go into, once again, more calls, let's talk to Josh in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess I kind of wanted to comment on a couple of the callers that I've heard since I started listening. And it seems kind of interesting that every time they bring up Islam, it's always in the context of today's political situation. I mean, they never will fess up to the fact that we've been, you know, supposedly supporting these fundamentalists, I mean, for the last 50 years.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, the U.S. government, I mean, basically, we funded al-Qaeda through the 80s fighting the Russians. I mean, I mean, you know, another man's terrorist is one man's freedom fighter, you know. And
Saddam Hussein
used to be
on the U.S. payroll. I mean,
I mean, all these people. I mean, Osama bin Laden has a CIA cover name. I mean, it just seems... It's very frustrating when it's all this stigma from, you know, and the anti-Muslim sentiment is because, you know, we were attacked on 9/11. I mean, and you think that if our country was really, really behind protecting our rights, they wouldn't be constantly eviscerating them under the guise of, you know, keeping us safe from these boogeyman vampires that are hiding.
Oh, yeah, don't you know? You just have to trade away your freedoms for a short time, and then they'll give you security in return for it. Sure, isn't that a great deal? Trade away your freedoms for security. That's what the deal is with the government. I'm sorry, I don't want that offer. Thanks very much. I'd rather keep all of my freedoms and take my chances. How about you?
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, I don't know, ask the Russians when Stalin came in what happened. I mean, how many millions of them died? Ask, you know, ask the Chinese about Mao Zedong. I mean, it's all always about the fatherland security, but they're never, you know, they never try to keep our rights intact. They always try to limit them so, you know, we won't get hit again, but... Really
the difference between the difference between tyranny in the United States and tyranny in the sort of tyrannical regimes you're talking about is that we don't have that figurehead, you know, and it's going to be tyranny of the majority. You're going to fight this war because we said so.
And that's all about what the supposed democratic ideal is. I mean, it's totally mob rule, and I just can't agree with I can't agree with this kind of it's just soft tyranny basically, and.
Yep.
It's gonna really hit the fan when they decide they need to blow out the dollar, or they decide they need to, you know, engineer another 9/11. And you know,
well, the tyranny is getting. You say it's soft now, but it's getting harder. I mean, they're talking about building a wall on the border. Hello, does that ring a bell? Berlin Wall, Great Wall of China.
I mean that is to keep us. That is to keep us in. They don't have any. Any ideas about enforcing illegal immigration or anything. It's about keeping us in, and it's about, you know, making us second-class citizens. I mean...
There you go. And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I wanted to get to this before the hour came up. It is the actual quote from Osama bin Laden. This was a videotape broadcast on Al Jazeera in October 29, 2004. Quote, this is his words. God knows that the plan of striking the towers had not occurred to us, but the idea came to me when things went just too far with the American-Israeli alliance's oppression and atrocities against our people in Palestine and Lebanon. The events that made a direct impression on me were during and after 1982, when America allowed the Israelis to invade Lebanon with the help of its Third Fleet. They started bombing, killing, and wounding many, while others fled in terror. I still remember those distressing scenes. Blood. Torn limbs, women and children massacred. All over the place, houses were being destroyed and tower blocks were collapsing, crushing their residents, while bombs rained down mercilessly on our homes. It was like a crocodile devouring a child who could do nothing but scream. Does a crocodile understand anything other than weapons? The whole world heard and saw what happened, but did nothing. In those critical moments, many ideas raged inside me, ideas difficult to describe, but they unleashed a powerful urge to reject injustice and a strong determination to punish the oppressors. That's part one of three here, and I just want to point out that, hello, Americans, this didn't start on September 11th, 2001. I think a lot of people believe that because that was sort of the attitude at the time. Oh, where did this come from? This attack! This is unprecedented!
We have irresponsibly been burying our heads in the sand and allowing the government to do whatever it wants to do in foreign policy. Mm-hmm. Who cares as long as they're out, you know, controlling the brown people? I'm sure they're bringing them democracy. It's great. Well, you know, some of these people don't want whatever kind of great government where our government's bringing them. They don't want it. And we in America didn't want the government that the King of England was giving us. And we fought against him. And that's what they're doing. I'm not saying they're right. I'm just saying I don't want to be involved.
But the point is, the seeds for 9/11 were planted in 1982, back when the U.S. government was meddling around in the Middle East as it's been doing for decades.
Well, yeah, since the fall of the Ottoman Empire.
Right. Continuing his quote, as I looked down at those destroyed towers in Lebanon, it occurred to me to punish the oppressor in kind by destroying towers in America so that it would have a taste of its own medicine and would be prevented from killing our women and children. On that day, I became sure that the oppression and intentional murder of innocent women and children is a deliberate American policy. It seemed to me that freedom and democracy are actually just terror, just as resistance is labeled terrorism and reaction.
Yeah, look how we've been representing freedom and democracy.
Imposing lethal sanctions on millions of people, as Bush Sr. did, and carrying out the mass butchering of children is the worst thing that humanity has ever known. So is dropping millions of pounds of bombs and explosives on millions of children in Iraq, as Bush Jr. did, to remove a former collaborator, Saddam Hussein, and install a new one who will help steal Iraq's oil as well as commit other atrocities. Against the background of these and similar images, the events of September 11th came as a response to these great injustices. Can you blame someone for protecting his own? Self-defense and punishing the oppressor in kind. Is this shameful terrorism? Even if it is, we have no other option. You push this man to his limits. This is the message that we have repeatedly tried to convey to you in words and deeds years before September 11th. You could see this if you were so inclined in the interview with Scott McCloud in Time Magazine in 1996, as well as the one with Peter Arnett in CNN in 1997, and with John Wiener in 1998. You could see it in the events in Nairobi, Tanzania, and Aden, and you could see it with my interviews with Abdel Bari and Robert Fisk, who is a fellow Westerner and co-religionist of yours, but one whom I consider unbiased. He's telling you he made it clear in all of his interviews in the 1990s that if you just stop attacking us and meddling in our affairs over here, you won't have terrible things brought upon you. His final quote. With those in the White House and the TV channels who answer to those who claim to stand for freedom dare to interview him, Mr. Fisk, so that he could explain to the American people everything he's learned from us about the reasons for our struggle? For if you could avoid perpetrating these injustices, you Americans would be on the right path towards the security you enjoyed before September 11th. This is what I can say about war and its reasons. Right there. From his own mouth, his right. own words.
Get out of my region.
Leave us alone, and we'll leave you alone.
You remember
what he's been saying for years.
You know what the Gadsden flag is? This was a flag that the United States government considered early on having as its flag.
Don't tread on me.
It says, don't tread on me. That sounds to me like what Osama bin Laden's saying to us.
Yep.
I'm not saying he's a good guy. I'm not saying he's going to do the right thing. I'm not saying Muslims are the best religion around. I'm just saying we should leave those people alone, bring our troops back from the 131 or so nations that we have them in over 600 military bases around the world.
Before you create another Osama bin Laden, before you create 10 more of him.
Right. How do you create a terrorist? Well, go into his country and start screwing with his government. Maybe kill off a few people.
Listen to what he says. I still remember those distressing scenes. Blood, torn limbs, women and children massacred. Imagine you being in his place. Here in America, imagine an invading force. Name the country. China, Great Britain, Russia, whatever. Some invading force comes over and blows up your city. Imagine seeing those scenes, seeing that wreckage, that death and destruction. And imagine that what that would do to you. Especially if your family was slaughtered. What would that do to you? Hour number 3 is on the way. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Your comments, you bring up whatever you want. Coming up, it's Bureaucrat Appreciation Week, everybody. We'll tell you about it. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.